Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Friday, Getaway Friday, September 24th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. First Friday in the autumn season and last Friday in the month of September. How about that? Next Friday, we will be in the month of October. Fall will be in full swing then, without question. Fall or autumn, however you refer to it. Now, we're going to give away some stuff this morning because we haven't had a whole lot of chance to do that this week. But I want to thank Representative Dennis Kucinich for coming on. I thought he was very interesting, as he always is. And the amazing Kreskin. Now, this all ties into our Geraldo Journal. Now, we have to do our daily update here. Now, this is like day 7, day 8, something like this at this point. And I'm a little confused because Kreskin has been on this show many, many times. And I don't think he made a prediction. So that's what first thing I have to put in the Geraldo Journal today. Had amazing Kreskin on, and he had no prediction in regard to Geraldo appearing on this show. Now, here's why this is a sad thing. Because Kreskin has predicted presidential elections, he's predicted world events, but the whole Geraldo talk mania, Geraldo on this show, me on Geraldo's show, zero prediction. Zero prediction. Now, apparently he's going to make some phone calls, so I appreciate that. Oh, I should put that in here as well. Kreskin, let's see here, will try to reach Geraldo. So we appreciate that. But this is where we are at this point. We're not making a whole lot of movement. So I wonder, has anybody called the new number that we gave for WTAM the other day, which is the main number, the secretarial number? Has anybody heard back from Rob, this producer, this email we gave out? I want to do this one more time because, you know, it seems like we're spinning our wheels here. We're not getting any traction at all. Let me look here, find the right page. Yeah, the other day we gave, because people wanted the physical address of WTAM, and it's WTAM 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. Well, has anybody wrote a letter to WTAM? That's a question. We've had this email, Rob, with one B, at WTAM.com. Has anybody emailed Rob or heard anything back from Rob? Now, yesterday when Gavin was here, Rob did answer the phone for Gavin and said that Geraldo had been traveling, but they were going to get with him and try to work this out. Has anybody heard back from Rob? Has Rob emailed back anybody? We don't know that. And then the main number for WTAM is area code 216-520-2600. So even if you have called before, you'll want to call that number because that is the non-studio line. That's where you get the secretary and can talk to the program director and all that sort of thing. 216-520-2600. And a week ago, the Boston Pinheads were on this show, and they spoke as if they were going to get this done. But, you know, I haven't heard from them since. They were supposed to call into Geraldo's show on Monday this week. Nothing. and tape that for us. We've heard nothing from the Boston Pinhead, so this is where we are. Our entry today, again, is, have not heard from Geraldo, or anybody attached with Geraldo at this point. Had Amazing Kreskin on as a guest, and he had no prediction in regard to Geraldo appearing on this show, and Kreskin's going to try to reach out to Geraldo. And earlier in the week, we had Sam Donaldson on Wednesday, and he said he was going to try to reach out to Geraldo, although we've had no movement there either. So, this is where we are. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about anything. Does anybody have any updates that we could put in the Geraldo Journal? And again, I have offered to send the Geraldo Journal over to the Historical Society when I'm done with it, and it was also suggested to me on social media that that is what I should do, send this over to the Historical Society. So if they want it, they can have it when I'm done with it, this historic document here. Okay, well, I want to do this one more time. We'll play our little intro here from Buckeye Guy in regard to the Geraldo Journal. So here we go. Take it away, Buckeye Guy, on this Getaway Friday.
This is your announcer, Buckeye Guy. Geraldo Rivera is a legendary broadcast journalist who has opened Al Capone's vaults on TV, gotten his nose broken while hosting a talk show. He has argued with just about every host on Fox News. Now fellow broadcaster Scott Spears has set his sights on interviewing this legendary broadcast figure. Scott has interviewed broadcast talk show giants such as Phil Donahue, Sal Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Dick Cavett, Cousin Brucey, Gary Eubanks, Dr. Ruth, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson, David Hartman, Dr. Demento, Charles Grodin, and the legendary Willard Scott and Larry King. Now Scott has set his sights on interviewing the one and only Geraldo Rivera. The diary of this quest to have Geraldo appear on Scott's show will be kept in a sacred book we call the Geraldo Journal. Years from now, historians will examine the Geraldo Journal with a fine-tooth comb, much like the diaries and writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and JFK. Once completed, the Geraldo Journal will be taken on a tour of all 50 states for parents to bring their children and view with a sense of awe. The Geraldo Journal will one day be put on a permanent display in the Smithsonian with a transcribed copy available for the Library of Congress. Will Geraldo appear on Scott's show or won't he? This is really the question of our time. Buckle up. Brace yourself. Call all your relatives. Put the phone on mute, because this is the time of America's favorite ongoing talk show host and drama, the Geraldo Journal. Unbelievable!
Well, thank you, Buckeye Guy. It absolutely is unbelievable, and this is where we are at this point. Now, I did want to do something. Oh, and Thunderbolt Patterson called in the other day, legendary professional wrestler, good friend of mine, and said he was going to try to reach out to the Geraldo people. Now, I don't know where that went at this point, because they told him to call back the next day, which I believe was yesterday, while Geraldo was on the air, and we don't really know what happened there yet. So hopefully we'll have an update from Thunderbolt Patterson at some point. We can add to the Geraldo Journal here. Now, Geraldo, and by the way, Geraldo this morning was on a tweet storm. Let's go to the tweets, because he was enraged again this morning. Now, I really don't know what happened here. They got him all worked up this morning. But, well, I guess, was it overnight? Maybe he doesn't sleep very much. 9 hours ago, as someone deeply involved in exposing the horrors of Willowbrook, I am disgusted by comments by Eric Adams for NYC about the developmentally disabled, Curtis Silva for mayor of New York. Well, apparently somebody in New York ticked Geraldo off. And then he followed that up 9 hours ago by saying he endorsed his friend of 40 years, Curtis Silva, for mayor of New York. What Eric Adams, his opponent, said about Willowbrook is intolerable, insensitive, and bizarre. Well, I don't know what he said about Willowbrook, but it has made Geraldo get into the New York City mayoral race and endorsed his friend as opposed to the other guy. I wonder if this is what Geraldo's talking about this morning on his show. Let's check in with the Geraldo show there on WTAM.
There is absolute reason for him to be apprehended by any law enforcement agency in the land, local, state, federal. He is now the most wanted man in America, if he still lives.
Well, you know what? They had a chance to keep an eye on him about a week ago.
Wonder who he's talking about.
A week ago, when he was still apparently in that house, but the Northport police down in Florida just...
Something going on there. We'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, and you?
Oh, doing well.
I question the fact that I'm calling you, but...
Oh, no, don't question that. That's...
Okay.
We like the calls here.
I wanted to make sure that you understood that when I put my little lady on your thing there and suggested what you should do with the journal, that you understood what I said, right?
Well, I think now clarify it if I've misread it.
Well, you seem to think I said the Historical Society.
The Hysterical Society.
Yes.
Yes.
The Hysterical.
No,
think
but see,
I was joking?
No, yeah, I'm with you. I got that it was a joke. But I think that, there have been people, though, I think it was George Kasotis and Gavin yesterday, who feel that we should send this over there, because I think that you know, whether something is funny or not, I think that people might be interested years from now.
Well, I think that if there isn't anything in the Historical Society about broadcasting or all that there should be. I'm surprised that there hasn't been something by now, even if not because of Charlie's association with it. But I just wanted to make sure that you understood what I said when I said hysterical.
Well, and I think it should go into the Hysterical Society as well.
Okay.
But this is a long-term thing at this point, and Kreskin last hour, to me, seemed a little bit confused.
No, I think he was right on point.
Well, it seemed like he had not done any homework. I was confused.
Did you tell him to do homework before you called him? Did he know what this was about?
Well, yeah, that's why we booked him.
Oh, and he knew, because when he was talking, he acted like he was hearing the story for the first time.
Right, that's what I'm confused about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't quite understand that, because that's why we reached out to him, much like Sam Donaldson. Sam Donaldson knew why he was coming on. Now, I did not know Sam Donaldson was going to offer to call Geraldo. Now, that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew what he was coming on to talk about.
Okay, well, I didn't. At any rate, I always enjoy hearing the Kreskin talk. I really do. And I take things he says very seriously, you know, when he says them. But
I've had 20 years. He's been coming on the show. He sent me the prediction, and this morning I just don't know what happened. It seemed as if he had no idea why he was coming on, and then he talked about 18 predictions that he was going to make. Nobody ever said anything to me.
Was he going to do that today?
I don't know. He said I was going to make 18 predictions, but we're out of time, so maybe I'll come on in a couple weeks. But I never heard of this. There was never any communication to me that mm-hmm. that was going to happen.
Well, I don't know. He could have been on your site and saw my text.
I just don't, you know.
I'm sorry if I take this a little, I don't want to be just another person that says I don't care for Geraldo, because I really don't. I haven't for years, and I understand what you're trying to do. And I'm not calling to dissuade you one way or the other. I was just wanting to make sure that you understood that it was the Hysterical Society and not the Historical Society, even though I think it's a good idea for broadcasting to be.
Yeah, you know? I understand that. And that's where I'm going. I mean, I would not want an exhibit to deal with the Geraldo Journal, but I think that the fact that I'm not aware, and if I'm mistaken here, somebody pointed out to me, I don't think there's anything in there on Bob Mason, who, if there hadn't been Bob Mason, there wouldn't be broadcasting in Marion. He started the station back in 1940. There's nothing on him. There's nothing on Rod Serling, who went on probably to become the biggest talent that was ever in Marion radio.
Well, have you ever asked Fred?
Well, we've talked about it, but I guess I'm just, I don't know. I know Fred's involved, but I don't think he's the president anymore.
I see.
So I'm just confused, and Madge Cooper and all the things she did,
sure.
And Charlie,
sure.
And certainly Joe Ione, and there's just a lot of people, Marianne Michaels, there's a lot of people. There's a very rich history of broadcasting here that now is more than 80 years old, and I'm confused on why the Historical Society, because certainly they have a lot on President Harding, and I think there's a lot of, I think there's even a book there of his close association with the Marion Star, all about that. So
is it possible, Scott, that no one's ever offered up any display or anything they've donated in regards to the radio station?
Well, this is what's confusing, because Madge was a president of the Historical Society, and she also donated the money to get the gift shop up and running, and the gift shop is named after her, the Guthrie Community, or the Guthrie Country Store. That's the gift shop in there.
I don't envision, though, those who were involved with broadcasting like that, trying to initiate anything like that, though, just simply because it would be like they were trying to blow their own horn.
Well, but I would...
Charlie and Madge and all that.
Right, but
so,
I would think, because Madge certainly knew Bob Mason, and to bring up the history of Bob Mason, because I think she was president after she was off the radio, and I know her work with the general store happened after she was off the radio, so I don't understand why there is no account or documentation of things like that, because it's going to be forgotten if somebody doesn't.
Well, lost document. Too. It could be lost, you know, especially donations of any kind that talk about its history.
Well, I just...
As each year goes by, things are lost.
Right, but you know, and I like the Historical Society quite a bit, but, you know, we certainly have documented popcorn, and we certainly have documented the power shovel, and we certainly have documented President Harding. And we certainly have even Marilyn Meskey, and they all should be documented. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But to leave out the broadcast history here, which is so rich, I'm just not sure how that's been overlooked for...
Good question. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's all I don't understand. And the Geraldo thing, again... just to make sure that people understand, it's not about liking or disliking Geraldo. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of his talk show when it was on. I don't watch
him. Oh,
I
remember.
Well, I see, I don't... these clips that I've played of him on Fox News, I didn't watch them when they happened. I don't watch any news channels at this point. So I didn't see them. It's not being a fan of Geraldo. It's the fact that he's an Ohio guy now. The fact that he's in this profession, he's in radio, and it's also the fact that I think there are bigger names who've been on this show in his industry who have come on, and he seems to be a little bit elusive, although he's very active on Twitter and obviously doing a radio show up there in Cleveland, and even commenting on Dennis Kucinich's book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's to be seen, you know, whether he bites on it or they bite on it. And good luck.
Good luck. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's where we are. Okay. Well, there's a thought on it. And that's all okay. But, yeah, I do believe this broadcast section in the... Historical Society would be a good thing. I think that a lot of people would be highly interested in what happened. Well, yesterday, Gavin, who's 22 years old, when I was going down the list and George was going down the list of things that had happened in Marion broadcast history, he had no idea that any of it had ever happened. And there's always been this trouble that broadcasting was not covered very heavily. It was covered somewhat, but it was not covered very heavily by the Marion Star because they considered themselves competitors. And a lot of history is lost that way, because when people go back and do research on an event like a fire or a movement or something going on in Marion, they usually go to the Marion Star Archive because it's the document of the day. Well, a lot of times the things going on in broadcast were not covered in the Marion Star because they considered the radio station a competitor. Occasionally they did a story, but it wasn't very often. So that's all I'm saying in regard to that. But that's where we are today on the Geraldo Journal. Again, if anybody has any input on that, 740-383-9944. And I'm glad to donate this journal to the Hysterical Society or the Historical Society. Either one, whoever would want it. But I do think that this is answering a question that I've been asked many, many times over a 20-year period. How do you get the guests that you get? Well, it's different ways for different people. Now, Geraldo is this way, although it hasn't happened yet. So this could be a complete dead end. But the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind in regard to this, or you'd like to be documented in the Geraldo Journal, 740-383-9944. And I know that people are sick of me talking about this, but I just think at some point there's going to be something that happens of weight that we can put in this book, something of purpose. Now, we haven't got there yet, and I believe this is day 8, but I believe one day there's going to be something of purpose. And again, the friends of ours in Boston don't know what happened to them. Apparently, they were going to call the Geraldo Show, but that did not happen. So very quickly, again, we'll check in and see what Geraldo's talking about this morning, and then we'll come back and we'll do some trivia.
Initiative incentive program.
Oh, see, they're already in a commercial. That show has more commercials than any show. I think if I went on that show, I would be on for probably a total of 10 minutes. There's so many commercials in that show. But I guess that's how the business is sold. Okay. We'll put the Geraldo Journal aside for just a second here, and we'll move on to the next thing on WWGH Radio. And our next thing this morning is the Family Feud, which we always enjoy doing here. Let's see what the category is this morning. Okay. Well, this is a good one for the weather we have right now. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. How about that? Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. And it looks like we have 6 answers here. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Now, the winner will do a drawing at the top of the hour here at 10 o'clock, and you will receive a pair of tickets to the Wild, which are good through October 31st, or you will get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year. Okay, name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 6 answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do we have any guesses out there this morning, or is everybody huddled under a blanket at this particular point? Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Does anybody have an answer here? Well, here comes an answer. Let's see if it's a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
A hospital.
A hospital. Let's see here. No hospital on the list, but a good guess.
No hospital. All right.
Yep, thank you. Hospital does not show up on the list. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
A school building.
School building. Well, classrooms on here. So
okay.
we'll put down classroom, and we'll get you in the drawing here. Any word from Geraldo?
No.
Nothing?
No. I called up there the other day, and it rang and rang and rang and rang, and nobody answered.
What a thing. And nothing back from the producer, either.
My coworker says they probably have caller ID.
Well, I see. Are they running scared? Now, we've scared Geraldo.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't see what the big deal about him coming down here and being on the radio station. I mean, we got just as much right as they do.
Well, and we've certainly let him know what we want to do here, and I would think
exactly.
Sam Donaldson talking to him would help.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Go
figure.
We'll
keep trying, though.
We'll keep trying. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. That's where we are here. Go ahead, caller.
Meat freezer.
Meat freezer. No meat freezer on the list. No meat freezer on the list. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. That's what we're going for here. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. Now, we've got classroom. That was number three. But we still have five other answers at this particular point. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Does anybody know the other answers? All right, away we go here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a doctor's office?
Doctor's office is the number one answer. You have got it. Who are we putting in?
Charlene.
Charlene again. All right, thank you. We seem to put a lot of the same names in, but that's okay. Charlene in again. Okay. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. A type of building where it always seems to be cold. Go ahead, caller.
An ice house.
An ice house. Now, what's another name for an ice house?
I don't know.
Like, what is an ice house, I guess?
I was just cold. So they keep ice.
No ice house. Okay, no ice house on the list. I thought that maybe was another name for something else, but no ice house on the list. Name a building where it always seems to be cold. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a morgue?
A morgue. Well, it certainly is going to be cold in the morgue. No morgue on the list, though, oddly enough.
Hey, weird.
I know.
Goodbye.
Thank you. No morgue on the list today. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 42 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
A grocery store?
Grocery store. No grocery store on the list. No grocery store on the list this morning. Now we've got four other answers here. Still don't have them all taken care of. Go ahead, caller.
Are you still on the cold building question, Scott?
Yes.
I have my comedy cerebral answer, which we'll giggle at, and the ice house, that's an igloo. Is that what you meant?
Well, I think that's what... I thought that's what he meant, but I don't think that's right. I think he was saying a place where they keep ice.
Well, that would be like an ice box. Back in the olden days, before refrigerators, you would have called an ice box. It's still a colloquial word for a refrigerator, and you would just keep things on ice. Right. But an igloo is like an ice house, right? Isn't that kind of what it is?
Well, see, I don't...
Pack snow and ice.
I don't think they store ice in an igloo.
So it's... You said it's a place where it's always cold, not the place where they store ice?
No, what happened was, the question is a place where it's always cold,
okay.
and the caller said an ice house, and when I said, what is an ice house, they said a place where you store ice.
Okay.
But I don't think igloo is that.
Yeah. Well, here's my comedy cerebral answer. It won't be there, but we'll giggle. How about our previous studio at the mall?
it was definitely cold in there. There's no doubt about
that. How's that for, that's not going to be there, but how's that for, like, the most creative answer?
Well, that's pretty good. But igloo was number six.
Okay. Well, I tried, Scott. Thanks. A very, very interesting show today.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, the question is, name a type of building where it's always cold. Name a type of building where it is always cold. 44 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. We've got Charlene in twice. Is anybody else going to get into the competition here this morning? All right, well, maybe this person's going to get into the competition. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead, caller.
My favorite place, a morgue.
A morgue?
No. Mausoleum.
See, that confused me there for a second.
I was listening to Adam, and a mausoleum.
A mausoleum. Mausoleum's not on the list, but I'm curious. Now, I've been to the Marion Mausoleum. Is it cold in there?
I don't know.
I thought they kept that pretty well heated because people come to visit.
What? I don't know.
Maybe cold for the people who reside there. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, it's not on the list.
Not on the list, darn it. Thank
okay.
you.
Uh-huh.
All right. No, not a mausoleum. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 45 coming up on 46 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a wine cellar?
Wine cellar. Let's see here. No wine cellar on the list.
Okay.
No wine cellar on the list today. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. We've got doctor's office and classroom and igloo. Those are the three we have. Doctor's office, classroom, and igloo. But we still have three other answers. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. All right, go ahead, caller.
Operating room in a hospital.
Operating room in a hospital. Let's see here. No operating room in a hospital. No operating room in a hospital on the list. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. A type of building where it always seems to be cold. What are we missing here? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Glenn.
Yes, Glenn.
I got a message that you wanted me to update you on what?
Well, what happened yesterday, apparently Thunderbolt Patterson called in.
Yeah, he did.
Now, did he give any update on the Geraldo situation?
No, he didn't. He just said he wanted to talk to you, so I said, okay, you'll be back, and I told him I thought you'd be back. And
oh, well.
So he didn't give us any update on Geraldo.
Now, have you gotten any emails back yet from Rob?
I have not, and I just looked before I called you. I looked to see if I got any more. No, I have not.
So we're still stagnant.
We are definitely stagnant.
So how did things go on Swap Shop yesterday?
Actually, it was a very good day for me. I told my wife it was probably the best day I had had. The two shows before that, I had four older gentlemen call me and tell me that I had done a good job. And that kind of shocked me in the city of Marion. Then Swap Shop, I think we only had two calls, but we had a nice afternoon of discussing what fall is, or autumn, as they call it in Britain.
No, see, I say autumn here in Marion, Ohio.
Yeah, my mom used to say autumn, so I say autumn occasionally, but I usually call it fall. But my mom's from New England, so maybe that's why they call it autumn. I don't know.
Autumn, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there. I guess that's our update then, Glenn. I guess we'll keep.
I'm sorry, I can't give you any better than that.
We'll see if we hear it from Thunderbolt this morning.
I hope so. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Take care. Bye bye.
All right. There's the update from Glenn Coble. Nothing on that front at this point. Name a type of building where it's always cold. That's where we are. A type of building where it's always cold. 740-383-9944. We've got a doctor's office, a classroom, and an igloo. Still three other answers on the list. Name a type of building where it's always cold. And we certainly would know about cold right now as the weather change, with the weather change that happened the other day. Go ahead, caller.
What about the shower house at a campground?
Well, the shower house at a campground, it always has a little chilly in there. not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
No shower house at a campground. Name a type of building that always seems to be cold. Type of building that always seems to be cold. Okay, go ahead, caller.
A museum?
A museum. No museum on the list. No museum on the list today. Name a type of building that always seems to be cold. Three answers remain on our list. 50 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. All right, maybe this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Warehouse.
No warehouse on the list. No warehouse on the list today. Name a type of building that always seems to be cold. Type of building that always seems to be cold. A stumper this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Another cerebral answer, Scott, but this might be there. How about like an air conditioner store or an appliance store? Because they're demonstrating the air conditioners, and obviously it'll be cold.
No air conditioner or appliance store.
With like a walk-in cooler, walk-in freezer. That's not really a building. It's a room in a restaurant or something. Is that there or something similar to that?
No walk-in cooler or freezer.
Don't you like my answer, though? Air conditioning store? Shouldn't that be cold? They can demonstrate the air conditioners?
You would think.
Okay, well, I tried.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, back to the point here. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. A type of building that always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A type of building that always seems to be cold. Doctor's office, classroom, and igloo have been taken. There are still three other answers here. Is anybody going to get them? We've got Charlene in twice. That's it this morning. No other entries. Let's hope we get some. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a funeral home?
Funeral home. Always a little drafty there. No funeral home on the list. No funeral home on the list this morning. Name a building that always seems to be cold. A building that always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A building that always seems to be cold. Back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a meat locker or butcher shop?
No meat locker or butcher shop.
All right.
Okay. No meat locker or butcher shop this morning. Name a building that always seems to be cold. A building that always seems to be cold. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
I think I got one, Scott. Did anybody say butcher shop? That's cold, so the meat stays.
No butcher shop on the list.
Well, that's a good answer, because butcher shops are always cold. Okay, well, they must have pulled vegetarians then. Thank you.
No butcher shop on the list this morning. Name a building that always seems to be cold. A building that always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
What about a barn?
A barn. Let's see here. No barn on the list. No barn on the list today. A building that always seems to be cold. 53 and a half minutes past the hour. A building that always seems to be cold. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
A restaurant.
A restaurant. No restaurant on the list.
No bar.
Restaurant does not make the list today. A building that always seems to be cold. Building that always seems to be cold. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Three answers down. Doctor's office, classroom, and igloo. Still three answers left to go. All right, go ahead, caller.
A hotel.
A hotel. Yes, hotel room is on the list at number 5. Is this Trish?
Yeah.
All right, we got you down. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
All right, we got Trish down. Hotel room was number 5 on the list. That is correct. So now we've got doctor's office, classroom, hotel room, and igloo. Go ahead, caller.
What about YMCA building?
YMCA. No YMCA, but a good guess. No YMCA building here on the list today. Doctor's office, classroom, hotel room, and igloo are the ones we have. Still two left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
I think this might be it, Scott. A gym or fitness facility or a health club. It's colder, so when people sweat, they don't get too hot. That's got to be there.
No gym or fitness facility.
Well, that's a good answer. Okay, well, I tried that. I think that and air conditioning store is a good answer, but we'll find out because I'm curious now. Thank you.
No gym or fitness center on the list today. Name a building that always seems to be cold. Two answers left to go. All right, let's see if anybody's got it here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dairy?
No dairy on the list. No dairy on the list today. A building that always seems to be cold. A building that always seems to be cold. 56 minutes past the hour here. All righty, go ahead, caller.
The DMV.
You have got it. Now, this is curious to me. Why is the DMV cold? I've never noticed that, I guess.
I don't know.
But it's just it's one of those known cold places.
I just answer the questions. I don't know.
I don't know. That one was over my head. That's the only one on the list that I did not quite understand. Who are we going to put in?
Me?
Oh, you. Okay. We will get you down here. Now, would you want to go to the wilds or the zoo if you should win?
Really, neither one of them, but zoo.
Well, we'll get it worked. You know what? Okay. I do have food giveaway. Maybe I'll do that next hour as well.
Oh.
I know everybody loves the food.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right. Yes, the DMV was on the list. DMV showed up at number 5 on the list. So now we got Sharon in. So let's see if we can get anybody else in. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hockey arena?
Not a hockey arena. Good guess, though. No hockey arena on the list here. All right. Name a building that always seems to be cold. All right. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
What about an airport or a bus terminal?
No airport or bus terminal. No airport or bus terminal. How about that? Name a building that always seems to be cold. a building that always seems to be cold. 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour here. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the hospital?
The hospital? No hospital on the list.
How about the emergency room?
No ER on the list either.
Okay,
thank you. No ER, no hospital on the list this morning. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. 58 minutes past the hour. We've got doctor's office, classroom, DMV, hotel room, igloo. Go ahead, caller.
What about a movie theater?
Not a movie theater. Only one answer left on the list today. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. A type of building where it always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. All righty, go ahead, caller.
What about a church?
Not a church. Church does not make the list. We only have one answer left here. Name a building where it always seems to be cold. Does anybody know what this would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One answer left. We've got doctor's office, classroom, DMV, a hotel room, and igloo. Go ahead, caller.
What about an outhouse?
Not an outhouse, but you wouldn't want a cold one.
Okay.
Thank you. No outhouse. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to continue this next hour, so stay with us. We're going to, well, let's take this call.
You're listening to WWE.
Hold on a second here. We'll take the call. Go ahead, caller.
A garage?
No garage on the list. No garage on the list today. Okay, we're going to do a drawing here. It's for a pair of tickets to the Wilds, and it looks like our pair of tickets to the Wilds today go to, well, Charlene. How about that? So let me get this written down here very quick so Charlene gets another pair of tickets to the Wilds. And hold on, let me take the call here before we go to break. Go ahead, caller.
What about a dressing room in a department store?
No dressing room. Good guess. No dressing room. We're going to break. We'll do more of this after the break. Stay tuned.
I don't know. That's why it was successful, but successful.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
And there's two Marlas.
Oh, there's another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's